Let's take our Bibles and look together in Matthew chapter 13. The text is from verse 44 down to verse 46. And I want to speak with you about Christ the Seeking Merchant.
Chapter 13. Amene ali mwongola chuma chobishika mara 44 tsikamos.
Here we read in Matthew 13:44, and the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
Komanso ndimeyaka 45 akuti, ndiposo funwa kumamba uli wofanana, ndi munthu wamalonda, wakufuna ngale zabwino, ndipo mmene anaipeza ngale imodzi ya mtengo wapatali, anapita nakulitsa zonse anali nazo.
This very question as to why our Lord spoke in parables was asked of the disciples to our Lord in Mark chapter 4, if you'd like to turn there, Mark chapter 4. In Mark chapter 4, in verses 11 and 12, find the answer as to why our Lord spoke in parables. Our Lord had just given a parable of the sower and the seeds. And in verse 10 of Mark 4, when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And look at verse 11 and 12. He said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. And notice verse 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them.
Wow. Verse 12, kuti venya venye koma asazidigire. Ndipo kumvaze koma asaziwiri. Kuti venya angarepenuke ndi kukhululukidwa.
So as we read and study the teachings of our Lord and the parables that he spoke, it is for his elect. It is for those that he has purposed to save. And the hidden mysteries of Christ are revealed therein, but it takes the Spirit of God to see Christ and his work through these parables. So if these parables were written, therefore, those of us who are the Lord's, and that he is taught by his Spirit. But that doesn't mean that we'll have immediate understanding. It takes the same Spirit to teach us the significance of these parables, because as it says, these have to do with the mystery of the kingdom of God. A mystery is not going to be understood by natural wisdom. It takes the revelation of Christ through his Spirit to understand the mystery concerning his person and his work. So coming back here to my text in Matthew chapter 13, this is a parable that many have heard before, many that have the Bible, many that have sat under preaching. But the pearl of great price also happens to be one of the most misunderstood parables that there is. How many of us have heard this parable preached and been told that that merchant of whom it speaks here in verse 45, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, that has to do with the Christian and how the Christian ought to be dedicated to go out and sell all and obtain the kingdom of God. That's how it's often preached. But when you consider these parables in their context, for example, even before this parable of the merchant seeking goodly pearl, you find in verse 37, for example, the explanation of the sower and the seed. It's not us going out and sowing the seed, but it says there in verse 37, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. It's Christ who's the sower. It's Christ, his death, and the gospel that is the seed. And so here, the merchant, in the same sense, is not the believer. The merchant is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what it's saying in verse 44. The treasure is hidden. The treasure can't find itself. The treasure can't be uncovered itself. It takes one to seek and to save. That's why in Matthew chapter 18, our Lord is described as that Son of Man, verse 11, who has come to save that which was lost. To say that somehow the believer is the merchant who goes out into the world to find Christ, that stands against anything that the scriptures teach concerning who we are in our depravity. None of us as sinners has any ability or capability even to seek Christ. No, it is Christ who seeks the sinner. It's the shepherd that seeks the sheep. Paul said in Romans chapter 3 and verse 11, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. So to say that in any way this merchant represents a sinner seeking after Christ, it stands against the testimony of Scripture. And then again in John chapter 6 and verse 44, it clearly states that no man can come unto Christ unless the Father who sent Christ draws him. That's the Lord coming and seeking to save that which was lost. And the only way any can be found is by Christ doing the finding. So here the parable, coming back to my text in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the pearl of great price is more about the seeking merchant than the pearl. Yes, the pearl is important. The pearl is significant because it represents God's elect who were in this earth that the Lord came to save. But what's vital is to understand that this merchant that represents Christ was willing to buy this pearl at a great cost to him. Could any of us possibly, even with the greatest efforts ever, buy the kingdom of God, or eternal life, or forgiveness of sins, if we have nothing with which to buy? We've fallen short of the glory of God. That's not us. But sadly, this is how the message of Christ is perverted, because people are being told it's up to them. Christ has done all he can, but now it's up to you. So you have to decide to follow him, and then you have to, by your efforts, continue to give up everything in this life in order to obtain him. That's not the message here. How many people there are in the world today that profess to be Christians and think that they've given something to Christ to get something in return? In essence, they've bartered with Christ. I'll give you my heart, but then you give me salvation. That's how they think. If we think that we have something to give in order to get in return from God, or to buy or to sell, then grace ceases to be grace. It is no more grace. The Bible consistently reveals that we have no righteousness, we have no ability, we have no intellect of any value in order to receive anything from God in return. In Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6, the Lord confirms this through the word of Isaiah, where he said, "We are all as unclean as an unclean thing, and all our," notice, "righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away."
Isaiah 64:6 and 66, Mene kuti, pakuti ife donse, takarangati wina, aminari wosa konzeka. Ndizo lungama zati donse, zingari shopara jode tsedwa. Jipa ife donse, tifota monga tamba, ndizo ipa zatu, ziti uruza monga mpevo.
Anything that we might think as righteousness that we would do and offer up to God in return for his favor is nothing but filthy rags. There is no salvation in our seeking or our doing or our pursuing after Christ. No, it's him who has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Sikumacha kuti patsaife chikurumuto. Kwa uli wina aliyese, ni chiveto chile chose minama ganisa. Sikumacha kumuombola. Nifo ochimwa, uole pera, uokele wina pa ule mito omuru mbu.
So coming back to my text here in Matthew chapter 13, it should be clear then that the Lord Jesus Christ himself is the merchant here. And the price that he paid was his life. You can't give more than what he gave. And the church here is the pearl of great price, of great price to the merchant, to Christ. Why? Because chosen of the Father from before the foundation of the world, and now Christ comes to seek and to save that which was lost.
Ikuonekera kuti wamalonda uyu amene akumira kulapa na Mbuye Yesu amene adatigula ifeyo ndi magazi ake imfa yake. Imfa yake yabadzana idali kugula ifeyo kuti ndani wotira chimwa taperewera pa ulemerero wake wa Mulungu. Ndipo mbewu yabwino imene adafesa kuthenga wake wabwino umene adafesedwa ku imfa yake kuti chikhale chikhumutho cha munthu wotchima osankhidwa.
Now verse 45 speaks of goodly pearls in the plural, and then verse 46 says when he had found one pearl. But either expression represents those sinners that Christ came to save. The goodly pearls in the plural represents the individual sinners who are elect of God, chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. They are seen as individuals that Christ came to seek and to save. So goodly pearls. The word goodly there doesn't mean that there was any good in them, but it actually means of great value to the merchant. In other words, the goodly were well pleasing unto the merchant. Why? Because they represent those sinners that God the Father gave him and chose in him before the foundation of the world. Therefore, they are well pleasing unto him.
Yes,
These are those sinners that God chose from eternity and created to be, as they're described elsewhere in the scriptures, precious jewels, or as Paul describes them in Romans 9, vessels of honor. These are the ones that according to God's good pleasure, Christ came to seek and to save. See, all the effort here, all the work is with the merchant, not with the pearls. The pearls are inanimate. They're as dead. They can't find Christ. This is the merchant finding them and saving them. Verse 44 of my text likens this kingdom of Christ unto that treasure hid in the field. That's where the elect are. The field is the world. They're hidden throughout the world. And when he findeth them, he hideth. In other words, only the Lord knows those that are his.
Wow. Don't answer this for the Lord. Verse 44, you wouldn't come up and ramp up. Who further than this woman will be sicker? Chuma will be sicker, so I will not pull out and was some hero. I mean, what I was sank her. I don't want to be some people of us. But when the second way, I would have would. Men of what she pays her, now she be sassy. Now, she will not pull out her, but I was sank her. I mean, what I was in the what be some people of us. The other one, 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 the
Now, when it says there in verse 44, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field, the scriptures state of Christ, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. See, that's how these were bought. Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. That's in Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 2. So when it speaks here of him seeking these goodly pearls, these are each of his elect, of whom he said he'd lose none. So again, goodly in the sense of they were the Lord's according to God's good pleasure. There was nothing good in them, but all of their value was in what God had purposed they should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, these are the ones that God was pleased to bless in the Lord Jesus Christ from before the foundation of the world. Notice in verse 4 of Ephesians 1, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Notice, according to the good pleasure of his will. We knew nothing about this.
Hallelujah.
Coming back here to Matthew chapter 13, then, in verse 46, he speaks of seeking goodly pearls, those pleasing to God because given to Christ as individual sinners, his elect. But in verse 46, it sums it up when he had found one pearl of great price. That speaks there of the church together, all of the elect together as Christ's church, as one pearl, one body, composed of those that he sought out and has sought out through the ages and continues to draw to himself by his spirit. That's his bride.
Amen. Mukaenda verse 46. Ikunena kuti musaiware verse 44-45. Ikulankula njosangidwa meneso Kristu adabwera kwafera ukakuvutsa. Now, verse 46 ikunena kuti ndipo amene anaipeza ngale imodzi ya mtengo wa patata akamati ngale imodzi sakulankhula munthu umodzi ayi akulankhula mpingo umodzi kuti pamene adapeza mpingo wake umodzi ndiye mpingowo ndi anthu osiyanasiyana osankhidwa ochokera kumadera osiyanasiyana adawapeza nkuwapanga mpingo umodzi ndiye ngale imodzi ndiye akunena kuti adawupeza ngale imodziyo anapita nagulitsa zonse anali nazo.
So in this parable, we see three important points. First of all, the merchant man, as we've seen, that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world as a man to purchase unto his Father that people that the Father had sent him to
save.
But the second point we see here is the goodly pearl, not sinners good in themselves, but good in the sense of well-pleasing unto God as that people that he chose from eternity and gave to his son and created to be his precious jewels or vessels of honor according to his good pleasure. But thirdly, when it says here in verse 46 that he found a pearl of great price, that's not speaking of the value in the pearl itself, but what it took for him to buy the pearl, what it took for him to purchase this pearl. It says there in verse 44 that he sold all and bought it. Here it says that he went and sold all that he had and bought it. To sell all means that there remains nothing more to give. And you stop and think about what the Lord Jesus Christ did to save those that the Father had given him. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, that's who this merchant man is, a rich man, yet for your sake, he became poor. In other words, emptied himself completely that ye through his poverty might be made rich. All that was necessary for God to be just and justify sinners, the Lord Jesus Christ paid. That perfect righteousness that was necessary for God to save these pearls was accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. He earned and established that by his perfect obedience. But being condemned sinners, see, that's where they're found, buried in this world as dead sinners. It was necessary that the Lord Jesus Christ give his life, that he pay the ransom debt of those sinners with his own precious blood. This is what it meant for him to sell all that he should buy this pearl, In other words, God's elect sinners in him, but with a great price. He paid for it by his own precious blood. This emptying of himself, this giving of his all, is how Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2 and verses 6 through 8. We read, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's Christ the merchant.
Yes, Christ, the one alone that was Lamus Wachima. To find it in a film chapter 2, the Maga 4, or the 8, even the Wachi. Mundu yes, as a Beniris, a Yereka. For my yes, a Beniris from Zasha.
What a beautiful picture we see in this parable. And again, remember, this parable was given not for those that are outside, but for those that God has chosen. And through this parable, to show just to what extent the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has gone in coming into this world. What a labor of love.
So,
in Romans chapter 5, it says there in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength. So again, the goodly pearl doesn't have anything to do with our strength. It has to do with the good pleasure of God, that in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's all we are, is ungodly. And then in verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were what? Yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than verse 9, being now justified by his blood. That's that great price that he paid. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were what? Reconciled to God. How? By the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved. How? By his life.
Verse 9, Pawinga ati zokala ikadani ati. Tinayanja nitsidwa ndi Mulungu mwaifa ya mwana wake. Maka maka ndi tubo pesa ife. Tayanja nitsidwa. Zaburu muka ndi moyo wake.
There could be no greater price to be paid than what the Lord Jesus Christ paid. And so complete was that work that when he had finished the work, there remained nothing but righteousness for God to impute to the account of those for whom he died. What a glorious Savior. What a glorious salvation we see set forth here in this parable. Well, I pray the Lord will bless what we've heard and that we truly rejoice in this one who's the seeking merchant, the one who came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Mulungu alemekezeke na adalitse kumene kwa mvekako kuti tikapitilisa kumvetsera uthenga wabwino wa Kristu Yesu wapachikidwa mkati mwathu.